Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
He really stretches the defense. He puts a lot of pressure on the defense. A lot of times they're trying to get two guys on the ball, which is freeing up the rest of the group. And he does a good job of getting the ball out of those double teams when they are committing to the ball. So just the fact of Trey being out on the floor, he's a threat. You have to defend that.
No, there's no question. Even at 2 out of 19 from the floor, Trey has an impact. I mean, certainly being able to split the defenders, you know, draw the defense, and then he hit a couple of really big shots down the stretch too. Nobody's arguing that. He just had a really off night shooting the ball. And even with that, the Hawks still managed to win the game and really kind of put it away with a couple of minutes to go. The ending was a foregone conclusion. Welcome back to the show. Game 7 last night in Philadelphia. We have John and Hugh taking your calls at 404-741-0929. Hugh, our old buddy Roy Lee says, where can I buy that Statue of Liberty dunk T-shirt by John Collins? That was an awesome dunk. I'll tell Roy, I reached out to somebody from the Hawks in the break here, see if they're
available. And those aren't probably Hawks sanctioned shirts, John. You got to find those in the neighborhood. Those are neighborhood shirts.
Right. But it was an awesome dunk.
No, it was. It was an awesome shirt too.
And the Hawks were trolling the Sixers last night. The official Hawks were trolling the Sixers on Twitter, you know, talking about process and, you know, because that's been the Sixers' thing, trust the process. And,
yeah, the process is like there was a lot of people that got kicked out of the city last night. I can tell you that almost with certainty, John, because I was just looking at some people that tweeted about it. Charlie Mack was like the other night when they won Friday night, the Sixers won. He basically said, man, if y'all lose to this Hawks team, y'all need to just pack y'all bags and get out of Philadelphia. And if anybody that knows anything about Charlie Mack, he carries a lot of weight in Philadelphia. He was the first out the limo for Will Smith and DJ Jazzy Jeff, you know, Fresh Prince, Bel Air, all that good stuff. Charlie Mack know everybody. So when he tweeted that, I was like, boy, it must be real bad in Philly. That's why I know for a fact today they are dragging – they are dragging Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons in Philadelphia today.
And
they're
Doc.
Dragging them. They're dragging everybody getting dragged today. It's not a great day to be a Sixer. It's not. It's really not. It's not a great day to be a Sixer.
How about it's a great day to be an Atlanta Hawk in the Eastern Conference Finals against their old coach. We're taking your calls. How about that Hawks team? What do you think of them now? Do you believe that they're going to be able to win the NBA title? And it's not so much jumping ahead on our Twitter at 929 the game. We're asking you what's going to happen in the Eastern Conference Finals against Milwaukee. Are you saying the Hawks are going to win in 4 or 5? The Hawks are going to win in 6 or 7? Bucks in 4 or 5? Or Bucks in 6 and 7, and you can also jump into the comments section. How about the grittiness and the toughness of a Hawks team that's won 5 games on the road in New York and Philadelphia, including 2 closeout games and a Game 7 for the first time ever? All right, let's get to your reaction here. Cody is in Athens. He's on with John and Hugh. Hey, Cody.
Hey, Cody.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Good morning. How we're good doing
morning. Good. I think it's going to be Hawks. I think it's going to take 6 or 7. My reason, I think these Hawks play a lot better when they have that underdog, scrappy, prove them wrong mentality. I think if they get a series lead, they just don't play with that same fire, with that same intensity. And to be frank, it concerns me as a Hawks fan years going forward if coach can change the message when we're favorites, change the culture. But I think it's enough to get us through this year. We're going all the way.
It's Cody in Athens. Maybe, I mean, again, this is all uncharted territory, Hugh, for most of these guys.
Yeah, and it's exciting to see, John. I mean, they're kind of throwing away all the old norms when it comes to, you know, you talk about playoff experience and things of that nature. They're just out there playing. They're just out there playing, having fun, and they're getting it done. And I think that's the most important thing about it, John. That's why I say I'm thinking, like, I'm leaning towards five. I'm leaning towards five because, like I said, the team hasn't played their best basketball yet. They haven't. They haven't played four quarters yet. So it would be.
I wonder what they're saying in Milwaukee. I mean, they're out on their own high. Look, they went in. Look, both the Hawks and the Bucks went in and knocked off the 1 and 2 seeds, and the Bucks went into Brooklyn and beat KD and took KD's best haymakers. What did KD have, 46 in the game or something like that?
Is this the first time the 3 and 5 have met in the playoffs?
In the finals?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I haven't seen that stat, but Hugh, it wouldn't surprise me.
I'd be like, wow, yeah, 3 and 5, yeah, okay.
John, they don't care about this in Milwaukee. We know this.
Why is that?
They only care about Aaron Rodgers. They don't care what's going on here.
Is that right?
Well, maybe Abe missed the 40,000 people that were outside the stadium. 40,000
when they won. Yeah, they were deep, though.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe he missed that part of it. No, in Milwaukee, the Bucks are a big deal. I mean, because that's, you know, the Bucks and Brewers are Milwaukee's teams, and then, of course, the Packers are everybody's team. It's Wisconsin's team. You know, outside of Milwaukee, does the state care about the Bucks? I don't know. I mean, when was the last time they were in the finals? I mean, used to be. I mean, they had a guy named Lou Alcindor once a long time ago. Let's get to your reaction. Tony's in Snellville. Tony, welcome to the show.
Tony,
we got you.
Oh, fantastic. Hey, guys, you guys pretty much covered everything fantastic. And I wanted to say, last night, I don't know who did the coverage of the game. And I'm a young guy. I listen to basketball. Listening to basketball and watching it are two different things. It's hard to imagine what you're seeing when you hear it. And I'm driving on the way to my pool league match, and I hear Kevin Hurt. He's sinking him. I hear he's sinking him. I'm like, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, this game 7 is going to be real serious. I get over to the situation, and I wanted to say something different. Y'all did some fantastic coverage last night. I don't know who did the coverage, but it was I could see a visual image of the basketball game. I'm a young guy, newer to, you know, listening to it on the radio, so I want to say thank you for that.
Well, thank you for listening.
He does a great job.
Yeah, well, thank you for listening.
And I wanted to say this. This is why I think the Hawks are going to shake things up. And this is something that I've been listening for the last, like, hour. So nobody's mentioned this. If you're the Bucks coach, did you plan for the Hawks or did you plan for the 76ers? Let's be honest right now. You did not plan for the Hawks.
Well,
you were not ready for the Hawks. You baked the 76ers casserole for your offense and defense. What's really happening now is, and excuse me for my lack of knowledge, I don't even know the head coach for the Bucks. I know he used to coach for Atlanta, but he's a little unsettled. And for Trey to come out and shoot 2 for 19 and for everybody to step up and move like that, you're looking at a very dangerous Hawks team that's never even touched its potential. That's all I wanted to say. I don't know how much time I got.
Well, I think they're growing into it. I mean, yeah, we don't know what their potential is, and they're growing. That's the whole. That's part of what makes this so much fun, Hugh. Is it's not like, you know, it's an established team, and okay, you got to go out and do your. They just keep reaching, like, you know, new levels and new levels and new levels of, you know, finding within them to be able to do this. How many teams walk in to Philadelphia and win a game 7? Not many.
Not too
Hugh.
Many. Not too many, and that's the thing, man, and that's why Philadelphia fans are hot right now. They're 38 hot, and that's why I feel like, John, again, this team has knocked off the number one seed. You feeling yourself right now. You have to be feeling yourself right now, and with that being said, I'm thinking they're looking at Milwaukee like, hey, we can beat these cats. In 5. I think it's just going to be a surprise. I think they're going to surprise everybody. I really, really do.
Yeah, I know in Philly this morning they're saying that they blew it. You know, you choked.
Yeah, to a lesser team.
But here's our perspective here, or at least my perspective from where I sit here. Philadelphia didn't choke. The Hawks flat beat them. They went up there and beat them.
Yeah,
they made the plays.
Saying they cheated on makes people feel better.
I guess.
You know, because it's like, I'm telling you, we're looked at down here as Bama's. Bama team. Like a bunch of Bama's. And even though we ain't in Alabama, but that's,
I know.
You know, that's
the derogative
called.
Term. Okay.
Yeah, Bama. Bunch of Bama's. Right. And you got beat by a bunch of Bama's. A bunch of upstart Bama's, too, that never been in the playoffs. And this is supposed to be our year. When you look at the way that this series is played out, I'm talking about the basketball series as a whole, all the injuries and everything, it looked pretty good for the Sixers. It looked really, really good for them. Really, really good. Hell, now it's looking good for some people, might say, for the Milwaukee Bucks. But the Hawks are the fly in the ointment right now. Like, for real. For a lot of people, the Hawks are the fly in the ointment.
Yeah, like I said, the only team that concerns me is Phoenix. They're up 1-0 on the Clippers. If the Clippers come back and win that series, Hawks will be NBA champions. I don't think there'd be any problem. I really don't. I think they'll beat the Clippers. Phoenix, that's going to be a slobber knocker. That'll be really interesting.
I don't really think it matters. But they got to, again, they got to get past, Milwaukee, which I think they'll do.
If you're hanging on, again, all day long here, so just be patient. We're going to spend a few minutes with Mike Griffith and jump back into your calls, get your reaction to Hawks winning Game 7, your thoughts about the next series against Milwaukee, and you can vote in our Twitter poll right now, who's going to win in how many games, and then jump into the comments section as well. And do you believe Atlanta? Why not us? Why not now? First, your chance to win $1,000.
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is
line, L-I-N-E, line. Which Sixers are going to be in the unemployment line in a couple hours? What is the line on the opening game between the Bucks and the Hawks? What is the – Abe, can you look that up? I can look it up in the break. I'm not so lazy. I've got to Google. L-I-N-E, line to 72881. Line is the code word of the hour to 72881. Message data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. 929thegame.com for rules. Line, L-I-N-E, to 72881. Mike Griffith next, and your calls ahead on this Hawks Monday with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bang! And the Hawks have tied the game!
Our Hawks are in the Eastern Conference Finals.
For complete playoff coverage of our Hawks, keep it here.
Our Hawks play here.
Hi, Atlanta. This is John Collins of the Atlanta Hawks, and you're listening to 92.9 The Game.
Morning show with John and Hugh on this Hawks Monday. More of your calls just around the corner, 404-741-0929. You can jump into the Twitter at 929 The Game. Vote on how long you think the series against Milwaukee is going to last and how many games and who's going to win this series. A lot of votes for Hawks in 6 and 7, though. You says Hawks in 5. Do you agree with them? You can jump onto our Twitter right now and vote in this poll here as the Hawks go to the Eastern Conference Finals. Let's welcome in and go up the road a little bit to Athens, where Mike Griffith, who is a senior UGA writer for DogNation.com, joins us this morning on the WadeFord.com hotline. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. Thank you.
So, how about a gritty team in that Hawks, Mike?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I was happy for the Hawks. You know, after the day to dance, I just like what Trey's doing right now. Sometimes guys, you know, greats like that, they capture the moment. And you know what, when you see it, and you knew that there was a talent there, but this is his moment. And when that happens in sports, it's a great story. And, you know, AJC Sports does a great job with that. You know, I read those stories there to keep up with Hawks and get the perspective. And because it's been so long, right, in the city of Atlanta, kind of needs a boost like this. So I like it. I mean, we're talking playoff basketball in Atlanta, this deep in especially. That's pretty fascinating.
Yeah, I mean, it really, really is. But you talk about, you know, like player seizing a moment, you know, to point that to UGA football for a minute. You got four players that have made the preseason All-American team. That's a lot of people. But do you feel like anybody was snubbed?
You know, I don't know about snub. I mean, it's a preseason list, and honestly, they didn't do a very good job with it. If you're looking at the Walter Camp, I mean, George Pickens should be on there. He's probably not even going to play till November. The preseason stuff is, you know, a lot of it's based on, well, who are the best guys coming back from last year, and how do we project these teams to finish? But, you know, just to put these kind of all-star teams into perspective, the 2019 Georgia team led the SEC in all four major statistical categories, right? Mm-hmm. Run defense, pass efficiency defense, scoring defense, total defense. They didn't have anybody make the All-SEC AP first team. So I try not to put too much stock in this. I mean, you want to see guys get recognition and get their dues, mm-hmm. but these preseason All-American teams are kind of a scrabble. You know, I don't want to say who's deserving, who's not deserving, because it's through somebody else's lens and filter. But it's hard for me to imagine a guy that's probably not going to play till November having a place on the preseason All-American team.
Gotcha.
Mike Griffith, senior UGA writer, DogNation.com. Mike, two gigantic, earth-shaking things are going to happen to college football in the coming days. We're going to get the official word on the expansion of the playoffs to 12 teams and get the full details on how that's going to work out. And on July 1st, the name, likeness, and image, where players can get paid for their name, likeness, and image, goes into effect. Which of those is going to have more of a profound impact on the game, do you think?
Wow. Oh, man. Well, from a player standpoint, I would say probably the name, image, likeness. I mean, this is a different – I mean, players now, I mean, they're now that they're going to be monetized – they got a whole different level of pressure on them to perform, right? I mean, Matthew Bowling is one of five Georgia athletes that's been identified as being someone that's going to be approached by Onward Reserve, you know, the retailer there out of Buckhead. They got all the, you know, stylish, classy, you know, kind of football game gear. But and he qualified for the Olympics in the 100 meters yesterday. He'll try again in the 200 later this week. But if you're Matthew Bowling, I just wonder, you're a sophomore in college. Are you worried about your name, image, likeness deal? Is this a distraction for Matthew Bowling? You know, does he feel pressure now? Yeah, I was talking to, Drew Butler, a guy that was an All-American punter at Georgia. And he said, hey, this you're getting a little close to what the pro ranks are like. You know what I'm talking about. Is my contract going to be renewed? You better perform. College? You got that four-year win. I'm on a four-year scholarship, you know, coach bringing me along. Hey, when you're getting paid, you got a deal on the line, man. And this is kind of a be careful what you wish for thing, if you ask me, because I think this is going to put a lot of pressure on guys. And I think Matthew Bowling is an example of that right now, early on. And just imagine the football guys, right? Let's say JT Daniels. Let me throw a hypothetical. Let's say JT Daniels gets a name, image, likeness deal. Goes out and throws three interceptions against Clemson. You know, what does that do to JT Daniels? And all of a sudden, right? Now, and the guy, you know, and then what does it do in the locker room? What's it do in the locker room if Zamir White gets a name, image, likeness deal and fumbles at the goal line
and they lose in the fourth quarter. How does that work out for the advertiser? And what's it say? What about the other four running backs in the room? You know, Zamir White, you know, and they, oh, you know, we're a committee. We're a running back by committee. What are the other four running backs thinking? Yeah, we're a running back by committee. This guy's the only one getting paid, though. So there's a lot to this. Yep. So that's why I say for the athlete, I think the name, image, likeness, there's more dynamics to it. Now, for the fans, and over the long term, the 12-team playoff changes everything, right? For the better, because to me, the College Football Playoff Committee proved to me they couldn't handle it. They proved to me they couldn't handle the job. When Notre Dame gets in the playoff after losing 34-10, when Georgia gets left out after losing by 7 points to an undefeated team that beat everybody by 21 in the regular season, okay, and you got guys on there from different schools, Oklahoma, Florida, Georgia Tech. Oh, they added a new one this year, guys. Guess where he's from? Notre Dame. Come on, man. You can't do that. So what I like about it is now you're going to have 12 teams in. So the college football, they'll still play a role. They'll got to have this college football playoff committee. They're married to it. They're going to go to the grave talking about what a great idea it was. History will ultimately reflect it was terrible. But now the top six ranked teams, the top six ranked conference champions will be guaranteed a slot, and then the college football playoff committee picks the next six. They can't screw that up. Somewhere in there, you're going to have the most deserving teams in those 12 teams, and I think that you're going to bring the West Coast back into it and make this a national sport again, because the Pac-12 hadn't had a playoff team since Washington 5 years ago.
Right. I think they've only had two, right? Washington and Oregon. I think that's it, right?
Yeah. I think the Big 12 still – I think the Big 12 still waiting to win a playoff game, right? But they got the Oklahoma, you know, but let's put Oklahoma in every year to watch them get this.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
Whatever. I'm just saying the college football playoff committee proved to me they couldn't handle it. Last year was the final straw for me when Notre Dame got in after losing 34-10 and an undefeated Cincinnati team got left out and a one-loss A&M team got left off. You know, to me, that was wrong. That's just wrong, and it's politics. Man, listen, you know why we like sports? Because there ain't supposed to be no darn sports in politics. And when politics start getting into sports, I get ticked off because I ain't watching sports to watch politics. I ain't watching sports to see, you know, people maneuver so that they can get the TV ratings or get the right teams in there. I don't want to watch that. I want to see pure competition. So, yeah, I like this because I think we're going to see 12 teams get in and let them sort it out rather than 13 guys in a room.
By the way, does that change the equation for Kirby Smart? In other words, you better make it every year when it's 12 teams. You don't make it, we're gonna have a problem.
Kirby wants to win everything every year. That's,
right.
You know, that's what I don't think people understand. This guy's got pressure. This guy's got he's got enough pressure on himself. He's in his own bubble, man. I mean, the intensity in Athens, you go around that football building, it's glowing. When you tell when Kirby's there, I think it starts glowing red. He's somewhere in the building, upset, fired up, ready to make something happen. I mean, that's just the mood. I mean, this is a program that's been on the verge now since 2nd and 26. You know, when they lost to Florida, and it took a cascade of events, like a plane crash, right? It's not just one thing that brings that plane down. It takes four or five things for a plane to crash. That's what it took for Florida to beat Georgia last year. It took four injuries the game before. It took Richard LeCount on a motorcycle accident. It took the quarterback being injured with a 14-0 lead. It took, you know, backup safety not knowing an assignment on a wheel route. It took everything, and Georgia deciding to play in Jacksonville in a COVID-19 year, I might add. It took all of this for Florida to beat Georgia. And that game is knocked Florida out of, it knocked Georgia out of controlling their own destiny for the first time since 2016. Every game Georgia had played in the regular season the previous 3 years had championship implications. Once Florida beat them, they no longer controlled their destiny in the regular season. That first time that happened in 3 years. I don't think Georgia's going to let go of the wheel this year. I'm just letting you know. It's going to be back to business, back to normal in the East Division. They'll win the East. We'll see who wins the West. And we'll find out if Georgia can stay healthy and get the breaks and win it all. Because right now, you're right, John. It's winner take all for Georgia. I mean, that's the stakes for Georgia. I don't think that's going to change. As for pressure and as for what – I don't think you're going to bring anybody into Georgia that's going to do a better job than Kirby Smart. So I don't know why people talk about Kirby better do this, Kirby better do that. Kirby's had $170 million in football facilities built in 4 years, and won the East 3 out of the last 4 years. So it is what it is, man. It's a restless program with a lot of talented guys with a lot to prove.
We lose Mike? Yeah, we may have.
I said with a lot to prove. I heard that last part. I said with a lot, the team with a lot to prove. Yeah, I got that.
Mike Griffith, the Dog Nation, dognation.com to read his latest articles. And, of course, 68 days till at least at the moment, till college football kicks off. I say at the moment because they haven't announced whether they're going to have a Thursday night, you know, that first game on a Thursday night, in which case we could be 66 days away. It could come faster than you think. And the reason that it's coming faster than you think is because you don't associate Hawks basketball, NBA basketball, but certainly Hawks basketball with the 4th of July. But they're going to be playing all the way to at least the 4th of July at this point. What do you make of the Atlanta Hawks Game 7 last night? We're back to your calls, your reaction. We said we're going to take your reaction all morning long. Open up the phone lines again. Also, Mike Conning in the next hour at 404-741-0929. What do you think about your Hawks? Are you believing in this team that they're going to win it all? Next with John and Hugh.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Your chance to win a grand 11 times a day.
Cash money.
92.9 The Game's National Signing Bonus. 11 chances every weekday to win your share of over $250,000.
For complete info, visit 92.9thegame.com.
You know, Kevin came out tonight, was very aggressive. We pretty much just fed the hot hand. I thought our guards, I thought Trey and Lou, those guys did a good job of calling the game and keeping Kevin involved. And he did a great job of making plays for us tonight. We needed that. You know, he came through.
Never know who the hero is going to be on this team, do you? Welcome back to the Morning Show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. They're having a meltdown in Philadelphia. We don't really care. Hey, listen, we believe in this town, and you can vote in our poll as to how long you think the series against Milwaukee is going to last, and it will have its own vibe, Hugh, its own flair, its own kind of feel to it. It's a different kind of series because it isn't the hardcore, you know, screaming and cursing and spitting and all that kind of stuff you got in New York and Philadelphia.
Don't be so sure about that, John. Man, don't be so sure about that. I mean, you don't know how it's going to be. You don't know how those fans are going to react in Milwaukee.
Yeah, well, it's true. They haven't been there. I know how they react here, but yeah, there you're right. I don't know how they'll react in Milwaukee. You know, this is kind of remember this is sort of new and uncharted territory for them too. It's been a long time since Milwaukee been in the NBA Finals, and there's a lot of pressure up there because they said to Coach Bud, "Look, you're either going to do this or we're going to go on and get somebody else." And when I said do this, I think he had to get to this level here, which is the Eastern Conference final. So he's probably okay. But it is kind of too funny that Coach Bud, you know, he bolts out of Atlanta the second that there's going to be a rebuild. And guess what? He gets his team in Milwaukee to the NBA Finals. And who does he see? The rebuilt Atlanta Hawks.
Yeah, a hungry, gritty, scrappy Hawks team that you don't know. Like – As a defensive coordinator, I could imagine. I know this. I'm equating it to football, so just bear with me for a minute, people. Because I'm like, what are you talking about, defensive coordinator? But anyway, bear with me. But my point is this: I think that you have to look at this Hawks team and kind of wonder where do you pick your poison at, because you have so many different guys that can step up at any given time, and Trey is the straw that stirs the drink. Still, you know, he's the facilitator. He's the one that if it's not him, then it's somebody else. He puts other people in position to be successful. So I'm wondering, how do you attack this team? And then Nate McMillan, Coach McMillan, is not afraid to shake the lineups up. He's not afraid at all to do that. So it's like, what do you do? What do you do to counter what these Hawks do well or what they can do to you?
Yeah, it's going to be a very intriguing series and a lot of high hopes in Atlanta that this is going to be when the Hawks actually start playing really good basketball because they've been playing kind of to the tempo of New York and Philadelphia so far in the playoffs, and yet 5 road wins, 2 closeout wins on the road, not really even playing their best game. So that kind of makes you really, really intrigued by what could happen going forward. All right, your reaction here. Let's go to Travis in Atlanta. He joins John and Hugh on this Hawks Monday. Hey, Travis.
Travis.
Gentlemen, what's going on, baby?
What's going on?
Man, I'm calling the Hawks. I'm doing good, baby. My Hawks won last night. We doing good. Look, I'm getting the Hawks in 6. Okay, listen, let me give a couple of shout-outs, man, to Travis Swink and him pulling the trigger, getting Lloyd Pierce out of here, man. Lloyd Pierce did not believe in Trey. Nate believed in Trey. So, you know, I love what Nate is doing. They need to go ahead and get that man his contract and go ahead and lock him up for about 4 or 5 years. He has inspired this team, man. They believe in him, and they play it hard for Nate. I love that, man. I just want to also give a shout-out. Next year, the Hawks are really going to be the team to beat because we get Cam Reddish back and DeAndre Hunter. So can you imagine if they was playing now? I think we're going to do it in 6. And I'm just real confident, man. You know, one thing I want to say about the Hawks, they are a young team, and they don't know what they don't know. So they're not going in there with any intimidation. We do not fear the deer. We're going to go in there and take them out in 6. Mark
my
word. I forgot
about that, fear the deer. Yeah, I forgot about that one.
Yeah, the fear of the deer, right? Yeah, we don't fear the deer, right? No, I appreciate it, Travis. But one minor little thing here, if I may, because this is the second time it's happened this morning. Yes. Travis Link made a really tough call. Yes, Nate McMillan, should he finish 6th in the voting for Coach of the Year? 6th? Really? Okay. I don't care about any of this lack of respect, no all-star for Trey or 6th or whatever. Just win a title, and then that'll solve everything else. There's no reason to trash Lloyd Pierce on the way out, okay? There just isn't. Not that I can see.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I'm kind of with you on that. I'm with you on that. No, I'm not kind of with you. I'm with you on that because it just feels like that's the case. I mean, but people are going to feel the way that they feel.
I understand.
You know, and that's why I didn't say too much when the caller said it, because there might be something too. Not trashing Coach Pierce, because I think he did a great job in his development. But, you know, there were rumblings of him and Trey not getting along. Don't know if that's true or not. Don't know. But there were rumblings of that. So
yeah, you know. Yeah, no. And, look, the change had to be made. It's tough to make an in-season coaching change. It's hard, especially when the guy is so likable and affable like Lloyd Pierce is. But you got to do what you got to do. And they made the right call. No, obviously, no question of that. If Lloyd Pierce is the head coach, I think, you know, we can pretty much expect that we wouldn't be sitting here on June 21st talking about the Eastern Conference Finals against Milwaukee.
Probably not. Yeah. I mean, yeah. You know, it's just, I mean, sometimes change is good. And it's just unfortunate that for Coach Pierce, the further they go, the more people looking at you sideways. I mean, because that's what it is, John. They'd be like, well, damn, you know, you must have been the problem. Like, you know, I mean, because that's what we're talking about. We're talking about these are the same suspects, usual suspects that we had during the season. Only difference is now they're getting healthy. But to that effect, Coach McMillan was getting it done when they were banged up the way that they were, winning games. And, you know, when we were sitting here talking about, hey, man, you know what, there's probably some of this new coach smell. So, I mean, it's just an unfortunate spot to be in because you even know, like, people that are in your circle are, you know, they're probably not saying it to your face. But they're like, man, you know, boy, that Hawks team sure is playing well since you left, bro. You know, they're probably saying some stuff like that. So, yeah, it's probably a hard pill to swallow. Definitely.
And new coaches, I mean, it's like, you know, the expectation level. A new coach at Atlanta United, new coach with the Atlanta Falcons. Some people are saying new manager for the Braves.
Yeah, I'm hearing that. I'm starting to hear that a little bit, too. It was funny that you mentioned that, and people are starting to say, hey, if it's bad, might as well go ahead and change it since it's bad.
We're seeing that. Okay, let's go to Kevin in Lawrenceville. He's on with John and Hugh. Let's not worry about that. Now let's talk about the Hawks of positivity here. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, good morning.
It's a great day to be a Hawks fan. I'm just enjoying this ride and basically just looking forward to where they're going to go. You know, I'm not limiting this team. You know, basically they have as good a shot as any of the 4 teams that are left. Giannis, you know, all you have to do is make him shoot. Make him beat you from the outside. And don't let him just drive and get you in foul trouble. And just make him shoot. And just listening to Philadelphia Talk Radio this morning, as I did on, you know, on the internet.
Well, what are they saying?
Oh, they're going in.
They're saying fire Doc?
They even blame Embiid. They're saying that
they don't want him. A lot of teams will take him. We'll take him.
I mean, it's hilarious. It's hilarious. Of course,
if they don't want him, hey, listen, Joel, you're welcome to come south, brother. We'll take you.
That beast. And as a matter of fact, that I think Capello is definitely happy that he does not have to face that monster in the middle. And I think you're going to see his stats go back to what they were in the regular season. This series, also, the Hawks definitely have more than a puncher's chance in this series. And I'm looking forward to it, and I'm just excited about this team now and where it's going.
Yeah, I mean, yep. It's an exciting time to be a Hawks fan. There's no question about that, because it's not. I don't think it's far fetched to think that, you know, number one, that this Hawks team could be perennial contenders. I mean, I know it's going to be different when everybody healthy next season. I get that. I know
right.
People are already in the feeling somehow. Wait till LeBron and those cats come back. But still, this team is getting valuable minutes. They're getting valuable confidence. So who's to say who's going to be on this squad next year when we start playing again and everybody is healthy? So yeah, they're doing themselves a huge favor by gaining all this momentum right now.
Right, there's a lot of free agents out there, the guys that could be traded. I mean, you could see a lot of things happen between now and next season. But, yeah, the Hawks have arrived. If you had told us, you know, at the beginning of the year, after all the changes, you know, the expectation level, I think we talked about it before the season began, was, you know, make the playoffs. I think that was the expectation. You just make the playoffs, and in this case, that would have been – it might have sufficed for them to be above 500 and make the play-in round and have, you know, maybe even lost in the play-in round, but showed, you know, maybe won the first play-in game and then lost the second play-in game or something, mm-hmm. or whatever. You know, just, you know, not fared as well. And, you know, Hugh, for them to do this?
Pretty interesting, John. Pretty dope. Pretty dope.
Wow. No kidding. More of your reaction, 404-741-0929. The day belongs to you. We're taking all your calls all day long on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike Connie also in the next hour with John and Hugh.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.